Rumble.
This is the news you missed. From the FM 99 studios in Chesapeake, here's Rick Rumble.
Thank you, Kira O'Brien. Welcome to the news you missed. We start this morning in Geneva, Switzerland, where President Biden met with Russian President Vladimir Putin this week. During the course of a three-hour discussion and session, the pair agreed to work together on cybersecurity, arms control, and they became Facebook friends. According to sources, Switzerland was chosen for the meeting because President Biden feels the United States' position is enhanced by a good cup of hot cocoa. Following the meeting, Putin lavished praise on Biden, saying that he was more capable and informed than he's being portrayed by the media, and that he is more than up to the task of negotiating. Upon hearing of Putin's fanboy appraisal of President Biden, Vice President Harris started packing to move back to California in 2024. The last guy Putin talked about like that didn't win. In other international news, China on Wednesday rocketed three of their own astronauts to their own space station. Yes, China has a space station.
Yeah.
Funny how China can build something as complex as a working space station, but can't seem to make drywall, dog food, or friends in the Western Hemisphere. Hashtag nation, not people. Not my Chinese friends. Political China. On the COVID front, 899 people received expired vaccine at a vaccination center in Times Square. I ask, what did you expect in Times Square? Nothing there is quite right.
Yeah.
You have almost Spider-Man, the Cracker Monster, SpongeBob No Pants. Hey, maybe the Naked Cowboy found some expired vaccine in a dumpster and started giving out shots for $1 apiece, $2 with a picture. What do you think? Picture? Speaking of COVID, the United States this week agreed to buy another 200 million doses of Moderna vaccine because apparently microchipping you once isn't getting the job done.
Signal needs tweaking.
Yeah. And finally this morning, Victoria's Secret said this week that the time has come to end the Victoria's Secret Angels.
Oh, no.
Company said that they will soon begin embracing a new, more inclusive version of beauty in an ad campaign that will feature a sheer-pantied Vin Diesel, Whoopi Goldberg in a push-up bra and crotchless leggings, and a hologram of B. Arthur in wet-look vinyl bondage gear.
Oh my God.
So give in to seduction or nausea. Every week, stories of all kinds make up the news, and so do I. For the news you missed on FM 99, I'm Rick Rumble.